looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, as I speak to you now, there are increasing concerns about our health system here in New South Wales. This is separate to the positive COVID case, by the way, this afternoon of this man in his 60s in Bondi. But in parts of Sydney, our nurses and doctors are at breaking point this afternoon, with many feeling that the industry is massively under-resourced. The crisis prompted a snap walk off the job last week at Campbelltown and Liverpool hospitals. Since then, we've had nurses contact us from those hospitals, as well as Blacktown and Westmead hospitals, saying they simply cannot continue under these conditions. More industrial action is imminent. As one nurse told me earlier today, Jim, we don't need more infrastructure and new buildings. We need staff. Right now, things are not sustainable. Now, I'm a big supporter of new infrastructure, and the state government has invested big time in major projects that I think are a great thing for our city and state. It means jobs. I think it's terrific. It's looking to the future. But if you haven't got staff to run these projects or infrastructure, then you're on a path to disaster. And that's happening in some of our biggest and most important hospitals. But spare a thought for those this afternoon in our regions, because the situation there appears to me even more dire. A parliamentary inquiry has begun into the health crisis in regional centres, and the list of complaints submitted by these communities is alarming and must be addressed by the government as a priority. Today, Tamworth and Gunnedah have been the focus of the inquiry, and some of the stories are horrifying. Things like operating rooms at Tamworth Hospital are being used as storerooms due to a staff shortage. So you've got all these operating theatres being used for storerooms because they haven't got the staff to go in these operating theatres. There's also a distinct shortage of GPs. And if you're pregnant or have a baby, paediatric care in these centres is virtually non-existent. The parliamentary inquiry revealed in parts of our regions there's a two-year wait to see a paediatrician. I mean, can you believe this? Parents of kids with behaviour issues are being forced to wait in excess of 2 years to see a specialist unless you pay up to take your child to a private practice. But a lot of these mums and dads simply can't afford that. There are hundreds of submissions that the inquiry will deal with. Tomorrow, it heads from Gunnedah and Tamworth to Lismore. And this is a crisis in our regions. These areas have been hit hard already. Drought, bushfires, COVID, mouse plague. That's just the start. I'm hoping this parliamentary inquiry brings about change for these poor people. I know most of us live in the city, but please don't adopt the out of sight, out of mind philosophy. This is a cry for help from decent, hard-working people. Our regions deserve better.